Charges against Glenville farmer Joshua Rockwood were dismissed in town court Tuesday night. During last year's harsh winter, Rockwood had animals confiscated after police responded to a call of potential animal abuse on his West Wind Acres farm. Investigators reportedly found animals without water and pigs with frostbitten ears. Rockwood was charged with 13 misdemeanor counts of failure to provide sustenance to his animals. Andrew Safranco is Rockwood's defense attorney.
Just happy to get this behind Mr. Rockwood, and glad that the charges are all going to ultimately be dismissed so Mr. Rockwood could go back to doing what he does best, and that's farming.
Schenectady County Assistant District Attorney John Carson said Rockwood has made several improvements to his property since the case began. Rockwood drilled two wells and installed tanks to provide more water, added electricity to his barn, and made other upgrades.
Based on the changes, he appears to be legally appropriate now for the animals to be there, and because this case was never about punishment, it was appropriate to resolve the case in the fashion that it was resolved.
Safranco said many of the improvements had been in the works before police arrived at Rockwood's property last year.
Mr. Rockwood treats his animals with the utmost of respect and dignity. Last year was a tremendously cold winter, and in fact, the day that the horses were removed from his farm was also the day that the water pipes froze at the town of Glenville.
Rockwood also agreed to pay $9,000 in restitution to a local veterinarian and an animal rescue for caring for three horses over a period of 10 months. Rockwood's case generated a groundswell of support from farmers across the country. Dozens turned out to protest the charges and support Rockwood at his court appearances last year. More than $72,000 was raised online to support Rockwood's legal costs. Steve Emmerman, a spokesman for the New York Farm Bureau, said the support for Rockwood and the dismissal of the charges shows people outside the agricultural industry lack understanding.
And I think people just need to take a step back and realize that farming is a very tough business. And farmers like Mr. Rockwood are trying their best to do it right. And the support that he was shown was, I think, very good to see in the end that he had that backing, and that it wasn't just farmers but also his customers who knew him and knew his products were able to support him.
Rockwood said on his internet fundraising page that he will continue to invest and make improvements to the farm, including adding greenhouses and a weaning area for piglets. He said the farm is ready to offer CSA shares and is looking for additional properties to lease for more cattle and sheep pastures. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.